It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Hello everybody out there, this is Joey LaRocque once again here with the interface via iWebWrestling.com, and I want to tell you right off the bat, folks, I'm going to have a major announcement at the end of this edition of the interface pertaining to another big star that has been signed to appear at the May 18th Memories, Moments, and Mayhem event. Now that's going to be at the end of this interface, so I ask you right now, please don't fast forward ahead and get to that spot, because I got a lot of other stuff you're going to want to hear. First off, we've been seeing some footage here at iWebWrestling.com, specifically from Good Lord Willing, and he has put out a challenge to Ian Daniels. The challenge he's put out is for, apparently, a European ladder match. Now, when I first saw this video, I thought to myself, okay, I know what a ladder match is. The wrestling fans know what a ladder match is. But you got to remember, folks, this is coming from the mind of Good Lord Willing. And to say that his view is a bit askew is an understatement. So I think that whatever conventional ideas we may have in mind of a ladder match, I don't know if this is actually going to follow that format. But Ian Daniels has unofficially said that he will accept any challenge from Good Lord Willing. And from what I understand, we should be getting some comments from Daniels concerning this European ladder match challenge to take place on March 17th at St. Patrick's Day Massacre. So hopefully we'll get some kind of clarification from the good Lord about what a European ladder match is. Until then, we can really only speculate what his mind has come up with this time. Some other videos we've seen here at iWebWrestling.com, we saw the Pillar Roman Dominguez talk about why he did what he did to Drake Evans at the end of Seize the Moment back in January, and we have gotten a response comments from Drake Evans pertaining to the Pillar. Well, it seems like these two men want at each other, and I've gotten confirmation that on March 17th, one-on-one, it will be the Pillar Roman Dominguez against Drake Evans. Both men wanted the match, and they're going to get it at St. Patrick's Day Massacre. So that's some footage we've been seeing lately at iWebWrestling.com, and I'm hearing rumors that we should be also hearing from the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale pertaining to the status of Blood Money. As we all know, Blood Money consisted of the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale himself, the modern-day Marquis Guillaume de Sade, and War. Well, I'm getting word that there's been a change in the lineup of Blood Money, and also there is a lot of talk around the IYFW office that Blood Money wants a shot at the Interface Wrestling Tag Team Champions, and I believe Scott Scarsdale should be able to shed some light on this situation very soon here at IYFWrestling.com. Now, you've seen on the homepage here at this website that the mighty Franz Roddy is now obligated to show up on March 17th in Ballston Spa, New York to defend the New Breed title. And it has been confirmed that he will be defending that title against Shiloh Robinson. This was the match that was to take place at January's Seize the Moment event, but of course Franz Roddy was playing those political games and decided not to sign the contract to defend the title. He's obligated now, he must show up and defend. If he does not show up, Minister Max Burton made it clear that he will strip Franz Roddy of the New Breed Championship, and on March 17th, Shiloh Robinson would face another top contender in the New Breed division to fill the vacancy. Okay, folks, it's time for an announcement of a name. No, not that name you're thinking of, as I alluded to earlier. No, the name of the man who will be challenging Pierre the Beast Vachon in the main event at St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Now, I told you that Pierre Vachon, the IYFW champion, signed that open contract, and it's not as easy as it sounds. There's been a lot of negotiations going on, agents, managers, and from what I understand, this contract was open to anybody that has competed in IYFW past and present. And that puts a lot of names in the hat, so to speak, to challenge Pierre Vachon. Well, I have got the confirmation, folks, and the man who will challenge Pierre Vachon at St. Patrick's Day Massacre in Ballston Spa, New York, at the Ballston Area Community Center on Saturday, March 17th. Can I drag this out anymore? I don't think so. His name? The Shaft, Bobby Ocean. He will be the man to challenge Pierre Vachon for the title in the main event on March 17th. Now, these two men have faced each other before in IYFW in various matches, mostly tag team competition, but The Shaft and Pierre Vachon have faced each other one-on-one. They faced off at Defy the Odds in April of 2011. Now, The Shaft got the win that night, although be it a count-out victory, and we all know in a championship match you can't win the title on a count-out. But I think that The Shaft, Bobby Ocean, is a top-notch competitor. He is in high demand all around the Northeast and New England, and for him to get this shot really says a lot for his love and desire to see the fans of IYFW. He has always said that he loves coming to IYFW, he loves the support he gets of the great fans of In Your Face Wrestling, and if he is able to win that title that night, he says he will wear it proudly. But Pierre Vachon is a crafty, devious individual. He's pulled a lot of tricks to keep the Interface Wrestling Championship. He's got the size on his side, that aggressive streak. This is going to be one hell of a matchup on March 17th, in my opinion. You skipped ahead, didn't you? Well, that's okay. I can't force you to do anything. I can't stop you to do anything. I've got another name for you, folks. This is a man who is well-respected in the wrestling world. He was once known as the Poet Laureate of professional wrestling, and he was also referred to as one of the smartest men in the world. Yes, I'm referring to the genius himself, Lanny Poffo. Lanny Poffo will be there on May 18th at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Lanny Poffo, of course, the son of the great Angelo Poffo and the brother to the late Macho Man Randy Savage, who we unfortunately lost last year. So Lanny Poffo has been added to what's going to be a great night of action on May 18th, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, already announced here, Carlito. And I've got another exclusive here, folks. At the March 17th St. Patrick's Day Massacre show, Minister Max Burton has stated he will have an exclusive announcement that night of another big name that has been signed for the May 18th event. You're not going to want to miss that. You can get tickets for March 17th and May 18th here at iWebWrestling.com. You'll also be able to purchase tickets for the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem event at the St. Patrick's Day Massacre show live in Boston Spa, New York. Well, already March 17th is gearing up to be a great night of action, and we're hearing a lot of great stuff about May 18th's event. What more can be said, folks? A lot of great stuff happening here in the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region of New York, In Your Face Wrestling. We'll be back soon with more matches, more information. Keep checking us here at iWebWrestling.com for more updates. For this website and the interface, this is the original Mr. JL, Joey LaRocque.